you can build a business here in less than 10 hours a week. Well, heck, if I got 24, I only need 10. That gives me 14 extra hours to do whatever I want to do. Maybe I want to swipe on my phone and look at some more videos. That's productive. Maybe I want to go out and just walk around the building. That's productive. Well, who knows? It's not up. It's all up to you. The question is, how big will you dream? Because that's your limit. Your limit is you.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
So let's take a peek at kind of where we are in the world today. You know, this year is not like last year. And last year is not even like the year before. The world's a different place now for all kinds of reasons. And for some people, it's created crisis. You know, you go to a gas pump, you go to a grocery store, you go to a drugstore. Things are different. The world's different. We're all different because we're in a different place. And I had a mentor one time long ago tell me, when things like this turn, to get ready. Because we're back, but we're ready for a bounce back. We're ready for a rebound. We're ready to do something. And when you're in crisis, sometimes people will stop and they'll freeze and they'll paralyze. And I was taught early on, don't waste any crisis. If something's not going your way, then stop the madness. Understand why it's not going your way and begin to think about what do I want to do? Not what's happening to me, but how I'm going to react what's happening to me. So I'll take that message and share with you today. Don't waste this crisis. Because we are living in unprecedented times. You know, we're living in times that we aren't so sure what the next day is going to bring. And for some people, that brings strife and it brings struggle, it brings worry and fear to their world, because what are they supposed to do? If we all live in the world, we have a J-O-B, you know, one of those things. We all had them. I've had them once before, twice before. Been fired from once before. Got rehired the next day, just not by myself, by someone else. But that's that box you have that's called a J-O-B, you know, just over broke. You know, they come in, they define the time that you get there. You'll get that on the way home, won't you? That was good, wasn't it? Thank you. I got one fan in the front. She actually got the joke. But anyway, they tell you what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, and why they want you to do it. And when you do it, sometimes they say, attaboy, or attagirl. Sometimes they say, you should have done better. But no matter what, you get paid for that box, that position. In other words, they determine what your worth is by the description they put on your job. And that's the way that the world is. I'm not saying we should change it, but I'm saying we can change it if we had a better vehicle, if there was another way. And that's what you're looking at today. So if you're looking at unprecedented times, and we all are, we can agree to that, then what happens? It's never what happens to us. It was how we react to what happens to us. That we can control. The other we may not be able to. Well, here's what happens. Three kinds of mental thoughts happen when you're in crisis. First of all, some people just freeze and they paralyze. Oh, the world's falling. Things are bad. When is it going to get better? When is somebody else going to fix my problem? What am I supposed to do? And they freeze. And the crisis for them continues to go and last longer and longer. The second thought is, okay, well, look, I can't control this. It is what it is. I can't fix it. So I'm just going to accept it and I'm going to maintain status quo. I'm just going to try to hang on. Let me just hang on to what I got. And they have a mindset now of not moving forward, but just gathering and holding. Just let me hold on to what I got. It's not a bad mindset. However, it's not one that's going to move you quicker in a faster amount of time. The third one is the wealth wave, the how money works mindset. What if I could dream? What if I could imagine myself with my own business? Whether it's full-time or part-time, it doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, you'll hear from a speaker later today named Bill Mitchell, one of the icons in our business. He says, we specialize in spare time. And that's a really neat thing to know and to have as you consider a business like this. Because you see, if I can do something along with what I'm already doing, guess what that does in my life? It eliminates risk. I don't have to take risk to find out if this is something that I can do. I don't have to take risk to see, or fear of loss to see if, do I have to stop getting paid to go learn how to get paid more? In this model, it's not based on the things we have to do. It's based on how big you can dream. And this is the reason for that. If I have a job, after coaching, I went to work for a company called IBM. You've probably heard of that, International Business Machines. Sold computers for about 6 years. And as I've said before, you know, when I was at IBM, I thought that's what that stood for. And I learned quickly after my first year that I did pretty good, okay, as an IBM salesman. And what happened was they said, hey, you did pretty good, so what we're going to do is we're going to move you. You did so good, we're going to move you. And they moved me to another territory that was terrible. It wasn't as good as the one I had just left. And so I hung in there and ground that out. You know, I didn't freeze. I didn't accept. I just began to dream, how am I going to dream my way out of this place? Because I don't like it. And they moved me again the next year. It kept getting better and better. After about the fifth move, I figured out IBM, International Business Machines, didn't stand for that. It stood for I'd been moved. Over and over. And so then I couldn't take it. I wasn't smart enough to see the signals, so I just kept doing what they said to do, right? Well, then the next thing, two more years passed by, and I realized that, wait a minute, now they're moving me, and when they move me, they take the territory and say, we're going to cut this in half because you did such a great job for us, and we want you to do twice as much. And that was the new rule. I didn't control the rules. So you can't control the rules. You don't try to change them until you can make a difference. So I did 2 years of that until I couldn't take it anymore. And when I left IBM, I realized it didn't stand for International Business Machines. It didn't stand for I'd been moved. It stood for I'd been misled. And it's all because they wanted a bigger tower, another story on their building, and they're waiting for me to hang out for the pink shirt and the pink slip and maybe the gold watch, which you don't even get those anymore. And so my point is, that was the time when I learned in my life that the only way I could control what I was truly worth was to control that myself. I didn't need IBM to tell me, J.D., you're worth X number of dollars per year because you're this many years old. You've been here this many times and this many months, and you've done this much. That's what you're worth. No, you're worth whatever you think you can be worth. But here's the problem. If you don't have a vehicle that can take you where you want to go, there comes frustration, and that happens every day in corporate America. You might be the best salesperson, the best marketing manager, the best administrative assistant, and you get promoted and you go up to the next level, whatever the next level is, and all of a sudden you're at the top level of where you can be, but yet your goal or where you want to be is up here. So the difference from where you are and the difference from where you want to be, that gap represents frustration. Because you're not going to be able to get there in the current system that you're in or the current model that you're in. Not your fault. And not at all. It's just the way the whole thing's set up. But here, what if you could get a vehicle that could take you to wherever you wanted to be? What if you could take a vehicle that you couldn't outdream? Because you see, in this vehicle, here at WealthWave and How Money Works, you set the number. You got people here that make hundreds, millions a year. You got people that make 20, 30, 40, 50 grand a year. You got people make $1,000 extra a month. So the number doesn't matter, but the question is, what number is important to you, and how can you get to that? That's what's important. And then if you have that number, which represents freedom, then how fast you want to get there? And nobody tells you when or where or how you're going to get there. We just show you what to do to enable that to happen. So the real question is, how big would you dream if you knew you couldn't fail? See, if I knew I couldn't blow it, then I dream big. The reason that we don't is because we're scared. We're scared if I say I'm going to have that big a dream and I don't hit it, my neighbor, my cousin, my mother, my brother's going to say, look at you, that ain't going to work. And so we buy into their vision of what our life should be about, which doesn't even make logical sense, but it makes emotional sense, and that's what happened. People understand facts, but they move on emotional facts. Well, here you have a dream that you can't outlive. We have a vehicle that can get you there. And then here's what happens. People then begin to say, well, JD, I just don't have time. I work full time at this. I have no time. I said, okay, fair enough. If you had time, would you want to pursue your dream? Well, maybe. What are you doing with your time then? Well, this is a chart of what somebody might be doing with their time. This isn't everybody, but this is kind of a common theme that we hear when people are evaluating our opportunity. And here we are. What are you doing with your time? Well, most people are working if they have a job. Minimum 40 hours, right? Nobody lets you do less than that, hardly these days. You got to sleep. So if you're sleeping 8 hours a night, 8 times 7 is 56. Well, you're sleeping 56 hours a week. Well, you got to eat. Now, some people take 21 hours a week to eat. Well, you think that's a lot of time, but it's really only 1 hour, 3 times a day. So time's getting sucked away, right? Then there's personal stuff. What's that? That's your time. What are you doing with your personal time? 10 hours? We're a lot for that. Exercise, you know, you can tell I probably need to get back on that category a little bit. You know, because I failed to mention that back when I started with IBM years ago, I was 6'4", shaped like a yield sign. Look what happened. They just banged me down. I got shorter and wider. Now I'm still trying to get back on track. But then you got your social. You know, social is what we're doing like after today. We'll gather down the road here and have refreshments and socialize and be around people. Plus you have your friends and old friends that you cherish and new friends you want to make. Church, community, that needs to be part of our life and our family, and maybe for you too. But what I'm saying is if you look at that, there's 144 hours a week. So where's your time? Can't you see my chart, JD? I don't have any time to do anything else to chase my dream. Are you not blind? Well, I don't know. Maybe so, but let's do some math. If I take the number of hours in a day, which is 24, and I multiply that times the number of days in the week, which is 7, that gives me 168 hours. Guess how many hours you have? 168. Because we all have the same. I got the same 24 hours a day you got. But if I have 168 available and we check the math, that leaves 24 hours this week that I can use to build my dream. So what's the excuse? The problem is we don't track our time, number one, and we don't have something big enough that we want, a why, big enough that makes us schedule out the extra 24 hours. And oh, by the way, as I mentioned, we specialize in spare time and part-time. You can build a business here in less than 10 hours a week. Well, heck, if I got 24, I only need 10. That gives me 14 extra hours to do whatever I want to do. Maybe I want to swipe on my phone and look at some more videos. That's productive. Maybe I want to go out and just walk around the building. That's productive. Well, who knows? It's not up. It's all up to you. The question is, how big will you dream? Because that's your limit. Your limit is you. The vehicle will get you there. We're proving it every day. We have everybody at every stage along the way and more people coming. The question is that something that you keep yourself doing? By yourself, I would say no. It's too hard. But with a machine like we have and the people we have that will help you, it's possible. It's not about will you make it or if you make it. It's about will you make it. And there's only two ways that you can possibly fail if you plug into this machine. Only two. And in the spirit of full disclosure, you should know what they are. Here's the two ways. If you're taking notes, write this one down. The only two ways to fail is if you don't start. You have your dream. We proved you got your time. You got your help in your system, but you just choose not to start. Why? It's entirely up to you. But you don't start. You will fail. I promise you. If you don't start this, it won't work. The second thing is, and the only other reason that you might fail, is if you start, you quit. Because I guarantee if you quit, it won't work. But if you start and you never quit, and you just keep going on, all of a sudden, you take the challenge that will get you to your limit. And in doing that, you will learn the secret sauce to how you can be successful at how money works. Don't limit your challenges. This is a challenge, but challenge your limits. And the way you do that is you dream your dream like it's your only one, because it is. You get a why, a reason to do it, a why that'll make you cry, then nobody will knock you off your seat. And you make that decision and you plug into us and we'll help you get there at whatever speed, at whatever size that you can dream of. And that's our promise. And that's what we offer to you in exchange for the time that you share with us by coming here today. So I'm grateful, I'm proud to be part of this, and I'm proud that you're hearing this message, and I hope that we can help you get to where it is that you want to be. So thank you for your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Now, WealthWave's official podcast. If you like this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with WealthWave.